Good afternoon. This is No Boundaries with your host, Jonah.
Sam.
And I'm still Nick.
How's Good. Everybody doing today?
Well, I'm happy to know that Nick is still Nick. That's
Thank you.
He's still a...
Thank you. Most people aren't, but still I appreciate that.
He looks like Morty from Rick and Morty. All he needs is a yellow shirt, and he's the pure epitome of that.
I appreciate that. It's a good show. That's more of a compliment than it is a dig, so. But I'm glad we're here after, for, you know, take three, third time's the charm.
Yeah, so what happened the first time we did this?
You could only hear Nick, and that's not appealing.
No one wants to hear me talk to myself.
Yes, me and Sam were very faint, and all you could hear was Nick commenting on questions that you didn't know what
he was talking to. God. Nick was talking to
God. I was talking to the big man upstairs.
Or woman.
The world may never know.
Yeah. It's true.
Topics.
Yeah.
We have celebrity boxing matches as the first one. Who would be your guys' pick?
Damn. Let me think.
How?
I feel like Tom Cruise. We said Tom Cruise, didn't we? Last time we did this exact, covered these exact same topics, I think we said Tom Cruise.
You know.
It may have been. I don't remember.
I think we did.
Tom Cruise and Tom Skerritt.
Who's Tom Carrot?
Skerritt, the guy who played Goose.
Oh, that makes sense.
How about Val Kilmer and...
Christian Bale.
No, Christian Bale would win.
I'm still very fond on Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Just settling ooh, it out. That'd be a ring. Good one.
Boxing. I'd just like to see it.
Absolute boxing. No, you know, no Kim hitting her with her plastic surgeon, you know, altered body. Just fists. Just fists. Bare knuckle boxing match. Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift.
What about... I got to think of the person's name.
Susan Sarandon?
No. Oh, yeah, Susan Sarandon and
Helen Mirren.
And Helen Mirren. Susan Sarandon or Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon. Aren't they in a show together now?
I think
they're in a show.
Oh, is Susan Sarandon on American Horror Story now?
No. It's a different show. Yeah. I think it's on FX, though.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester with the wind.
Yeah. He's still jacked.
Yeah,
There's that new movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, though. It's coming out. It's like, it's a mockumentary about like a bunch of hitmen trying to kill this one other hitman played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
That sounds like something I'd watch.
Yeah, totally.
Sounds really intriguing. Jonah, you have any matchup ideas here?
Yeah, you haven't contributed to this very much.
All right, piss off. I was thinking of like... Helen Mirren and Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
But that's just because I think Helen Mirren's a very attractive older woman, even though she's in her 70s.
Ah.
All right. That's fair.
I agree.
How about Jessica Chastain and...
I forget who that is.
She's the red hair actress. She was in Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And what's her name? What Jurassic World? She's in... okay. Let's look this up.
Yeah.
Bryce Dallas Howard. They look almost identical, and people get them confused with each other. I think they should fight. So there can only be one.
There can only be one.
I think Jessica Chastain would knock her teeth in.
You know, I've never seen the other one, but if she looks exactly alike, I don't think I have an opinion.
It's good to have an opinion, though. You should take one anyway.
Next on the list is a favorite American Idol judge.
One, two, three.
Randy Jackson.
Yep. There we go. Yo, dog, it's a no from me. You know?
It's not yo, dog, it's a no from me. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I haven't watched the show.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's a great show.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Back in the old day when they didn't like filter out people beforehand, when they just had
the auditions
come in.
The auditions were the best part.
Yeah, and then I stopped watching.
And then they'd sing poorly, and Simon and Randy would be trying not to laugh, and then Paula would get mad and make it blatantly obvious that they were laughing. And
I love the iCarly episode where their teacher was obsessed with Randy Jackson and had, like, the cardboard cutouts in the closet where Miranda Cosgrove was hiding.
That's I never quite understood what the point of that joke was. Not like I'm complaining, but I didn't really get the picture or, like, you know, why it was a thing. But, I mean, like I said, it was very amusing.
I thought it was funny.
It was amusing, undoubtedly, but they, like, never went anywhere with it after that.
They kind of just...
It was like a gag.
A lot of those Nick shows like that, they kind of just use some random comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, it was just like, boom, look at this. In your face.
Just look at that. Look at this.
Look at this. It'll make you laugh if you look at it for 10 seconds. That was like the extent of the comedy in that.
In those Nickelodeon shows?
Well, not...
and like the live action
not
shows.
Hey Arnold. Well, yeah, the live ones. But like the cartoons
The cartoon ones, they definitely took
like
on
Hey Arnold,
on
there's
deeper.
That one point where I forget the blonde chick's name who's into Arnold but never admits it.
Oh, yeah.
I forget her name.
She's really tall and ugly.
Yeah. Helga, isn't it Helga?
I think so. Or Olga. Is it Olga?
Olga.
Olga sounds right.
Sounds ugly, too.
I agree.
But she says he makes her lady parts quiver, which I think is really funny because it's Nickelodeon
in a kid show.
And Ren and Stimpy. I love the... Ren and Stimpy's a great show with the rubber nipple salesman episode. That's such a great one.
Would you say that's your favorite show on Nickelodeon?
I don't know. I'd probably have to go with, like...
Mine's Hey Arnold. Or Danny Phantom.
Oh, that's a good one.
I forgot.
That's a good one.
You always forget about Danny Phantom. That is low-key a great show.
It's not low-key. It's great. It is.
What about Avatar The Last Airbender?
That's another great show.
I hated that show.
What?
Oh.
Why?
You're in the minority here.
I just, it was never for me.
Were you a communist?
Not to my knowledge.
It's weird. It's weird, but... When I watch Game of Thrones now, I think, like, this show reminds me of
Avatar: The Last Airbender. It gave me the same feeling as
really?
When I watched Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
It gives me the same feeling. I'm like,
That's how I feel. Like, it reminds me of Avatar more than any other show.
Yeah, I get the same feeling when I watch that.
And I think it's because Game of Thrones, like Avatar, respects its audience. It has an abundance of characters. And
which half of them are dead.
Yeah.
All my friends are dead.
And, all my favorite characters are dead. And like, every season has the characters in a totally different spot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like
both. Like
Aang?
They're all in different journeys, both emotionally and.
Aang is my Jon Snow.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
I
totally.
Aang and John.
Who's King Boomy? Remember King Boomy? In Avatar. He was the Earth King, and he was like crazy. He was the crazy old man.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Whatever, that's irrelevant.
All right.
But where did she get all that Randy Jackson paraphernalia for that room? Going back to this?
I would love to
have a Randy Jackson cutout in my room.
I mean,
would
I
you?
Wouldn't mind it either.
I mean, I think it'd be funny.
Mind it.
It'd be a conversation piece.
Why would you mind? Yeah, but you're never going to get a girl if you have a Randy Jackson cutout.
And if you do,
there.
She's going to be like, whoa.
That's not the only thing preventing me from getting a girl. But if you want to say that, then thank you.
I feel like if you ever got to the point of bringing a girl into the bed...
Somehow
you tricked her into that already, and you're getting in there, and then she sees a Randy Jackson thing. I feel like she'd be like, all right, this is a no for me, dog, and just go to skedaddles.
What else do we got? Do we get to Pastor Joel yet?
No, not yet.
That's much later.
Let's just get to that. Let's cut to the chase.
We gotta build up to
we
it.
We have a list. We gotta follow the
Obey
list.
The
okay, well, just reminding everybody to... in the meantime, as we're building up,
donate to Harvey.
Yeah. Donate to the American Red Cross, not just Harvey, but Irma and Jose.
Irma's going to be a bad one.
Those sons of guns. Yeah, it's going to it's currently leveling Puerto Rico.
It's like
their
the
worst.
The size of Florida.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like their worst hurricane in like 50 or something years.
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think Katrina was a Category 3. And Irma, Hurricane Katrina is a Category 3 hurricane, and Irma is a Category 5,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty insane.
Irma is a Category 5.
But, like, the thing about Hurricane Katrina was, like, the people just weren't really warned. I mean, like, geographically, it was in a way worse spot, though. Like, the whole city was below sea level. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wasn't a good time.
No. You know what?
Not many hurricanes are a good time. No.
You know what? I don't think it was. I don't think.
I think someone had to look on the positive.
You don't. Just you don't. One, just you don't one. Say.
Yeah.
There's that one farmer who's like, "Oh, I'll get water for my crops." But seawater, so it'll probably kill it. Overrated bands and musicians.
Nirvana.
No, not at all.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe a little, but not really.
Maybe a little. Speaking of underrated bands,
that's not what we were on.
I know, but underrated bands.
Carry on.
The National, their new album is out today. It's called Sleep Well Beast. I suggest everyone listens to it. I haven't listened to it yet. I was waiting to listen to it with my friend.
I've never heard of them, so
they're pretty good. They're underrated.
All right.
Speak back to overrated. And not Nirvana, because I don't want to argue with you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like you, Sam. I'll argue with Nick.
Feeling love.
Well, what about Journey?
I like Journey. I don't like Don't Stop Believing as much as I did when I was younger, because I've heard it about 30,000 damn times.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel like that's why I don't like Journey. It's just because I've heard every one of their songs, like, in every
all their big songs movie, you hear commercial. A lot. The big songs they have that everyone hears, you hear them a lot.
Yeah.
Especially Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, every new Adam Sandler movie I hear. Don't Stop Believing or something like that.
Speaking of Adam Sandler, he's an overrated actor. Let's just throw that out right now.
Well, I don't think I disagree with that. Actually,
I don't think he's an overrated actor. He should have stopped. He's made a bunch of bad movies.
I don't think he cares.
I know. I don't think he cares.
I think he knows think people he will go gets, to see his movies. He's so he like, doesn't really care at this point.
Not even go see. They're like all on Netflix now.
Yeah.
So he like, just like they just have to, you just have to be like. Like stoned and sitting on your couch and just be like, I'll watch this movie now. And like, I mean,
The Wedding Singer is a great movie. I love
that's
that
a good
movie.
No, that like, such a good he movie. The, his early 90s comedies, I love. I have a special place in my heart for those movies. I think everybody does. And like, I think he could be a pretty good dramatic actor too.
I think he probably could have too.
Like Jack and Jill.
He can.
That performance was just brilliant.
That was awful. Movie was terrible.
Speaking of overrated, Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss is
totally
completely overrated.
Totally.
I love.
Speaking of Happy Gilmore, and
they have
Kiss.
Some fun tunage. They have some fun tunage, but they're overrated.
I'm not saying they're the greatest band ever. I just think they're good. I like them.
They're just like too.
You're too old to wear a face paint.
Kiss to me is like what Pitbull is now. Like
I
back
don't
in the
know.
Day.
I do not think that. I do.
Because
can you explain that?
Kiss has
I will
more
explain
talent
that.
Than Pitbull.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to argue that.
They do. But
Kiss
like,
sound way better than Pitbull.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's fair. I would rather listen to Kiss than Pitbull.
I'd rather listen
I'm
to
lit,
Rock and Roll
me,
All
let
Night
me explain.
Than Fireball.
Yeah, let me explain. Let me explain. Pitbull like Kiss. Okay. All right.
Shut up.
All right. Now it's in my.
I was gonna do it the whole time he was talking. Just.
Pitbull is a slave to the market, as Kiss I think was back in the 70s and 80s. I think Kiss they were. I don't know. They just kind of.
I think
had
in the
80s
they probably sold out. I think there, but like in the 70s when they did like Beth and like Detroit Rock City is a good song. Or at least I think so.
I don't mind that song.
Okay.
I'll throw it out there. Did they sell out, though? Absolutely.
Yeah. They didn't lose the face paint, though. Come on. You got to respect them for that.
Yeah. Okay. I think they look good. I think that...
I don't know.
And Gene Simmons has got a really long tongue.
They're also very
that comes handy in the long run.
Very egotistical group of people.
I think Gene
Paul
is.
Stanley is.
I don't think it matters. Like, I don't... I mean, yeah, they kind
of... sold millions of records.
Doesn't have anything to do with them being overrated, but it doesn't help you like them more.
Yeah, like, they were egotistical to a point where it was, like, really annoying. Like, they had movies and stuff out, and they were terrible.
Did they have a Scooby-Doo movie?
They had the Scooby-Doo.
I like the Scooby-Doo
movie. I never watched it, but I saw Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. I watched that with my friend, and it was the cringiest. It was like, ugh. Like,
I mean, the Beatles had movies.
Paul Stanley shot lasers out of his eyes.
Yeah, that's not rock and roll.
That's weird. Yeah, it was weird.
It's really not rock and roll.
But the Beatles had movies.
Yeah, that's they were, like, different, though. They were.
Have you ever seen Caveman with Ringo Starr in it?
No, I've never seen
it. The whole movie's grunting. And, like, it's still one of the funniest movies I've ever watched. It's like them grunting at each other. And then they start coming up with words as it goes along. And then he tries to get this girl the whole movie, and there's another girl that likes him, but he keeps focusing on the other one because she's more attractive, and it's his real-life wife. And so at the end, he gets with the one that's attractive, and he drops her into dinosaur crap, and then he goes and leaves with the one that, you know, was going after him the whole time, and the movie fades to black. It's a really happy movie.
Oh, that's a really, like, you know...
Huh.
It's a really great movie.
That's
it. It's very amusing.
Very nice love story.
Yeah. Sure.
Name better love story than Twilight.
Bon Jovi, though.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi. Yeah. Oh, get out
of
here.
Come on. Right? Yeah. That's all just.
All three of your big songs are off the same album that came out like 30 years ago.
Wait, well, let's bring the bands into a newer age. I think. Maroon 5 is a tremendously overrated band.
I do not.
They're not a rock band. They're classified.
The album Songs About Jane, that's it. Their first album I like.
They're not like a rock band.
No.
People classify them as a rock band.
And I'm insulted when they say that.
The last 10 years they've been like Adam Levine singing songs.
I hate
and
that
then
one
some
song
synthesizers in the background like, and the other guys pretend they're contributing.
I hate that song. I hear that. Oh.
You know what I hate more than hearing Adam Levine sing it?
Me?
Yeah.
That
was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess. Good job.
Way to be, man. You're good at that.
what's next on that?
Paul Walker is an overrated actor because he's dead. I think that's true. I've never seen any of the Furious movies, but
this is a bit extreme. Let's not watch the series he's mostly known for, but then just call him overrated. Yeah. You know?
I mean, he's dead. It's not like he's going to do anything about
it. I feel bad because he wasn't driving. That's rough. I think his friend was driving, and they were in a Porsche Carrera GT, which is a force to be reckoned with.
Ah.
To bust out some quick car knowledge. It has no traction control and a engine with 10 cylinders that Porsche developed for race cars that they never got to put in race cars. So they just put it in a regular car and was like, here, everybody, just buy this. It doesn't have traction control or ABS or like anything that your cars do have now, but
have fun.
As a V10, don't die, because you probably might. Because a lot of people did, including Paul Walker. Almost Jay Leno.
Almost.
Jay Leno.
I'm glad we didn't trade Jay Leno for Paul Walker.
I hate Jay Leno.
His
awful.
Jokes are stupid, but they're funny.
He did my man Conan wrong.
That's true.
He did.
That's true.
He did him wrong, and I'm really upset about it.
Yeah. I love when he came on Jimmy Kimmel that he like did like a video
Kimmel
chat thing and Kimmel just roasted him. That was really
funny.
They're
like, Jimmy, what's the best prank you ever pulled? He goes, I told this guy I could give him my show and then I let him do it for 6 months and told him I wanted to come back. Speaking of a late night, who's your favorite late night guy?
John Oliver.
Yeah, I think we said John Oliver. John Oliver's my favorite. If we're talking like more talky shows, like where you talk to celebrities and smile and do like tricks with them or whatever.
Tricks. Like their dogs.
Give them dogs. So yeah, exactly.
Like their dogs. Or seals.
Trained seals.
I think.
Trained seals.
Trained seals. But what untrained seal does tricks?
That's I really like Seth Meyers.
I love Seth Meyers.
I like him too.
Yeah,
I loved him really on SNL.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was like the first couple episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers was kind of like I wasn't sure about it, but then he like
it did take him a while to get going.
But he once a guy going,
like Stephen Colbert.
Once a yeah, guy, Colbert can thank his whole success to Trump because he was doing nothing until Trump started making headlines, and then Colbert's like, I'm just gonna make fun of this man.
Yeah.
And luckily, there's a big market for that.
Well,
because they were already saying he was gonna fail as the host for a replacement for Letterman, and then you know he started. Well,
he had huge shoes to fill.
Huge.
Like
yeah,
huge.
David Letterman.
David Letterman's like the
Letterman's
greatest,
one of the best
host of all time.
He's probably still my favorite, even though he's not a, you know, yeah, active anymore. I love Letterman. Kimmel's probably like, my best active one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kimmel's pretty good.
I love
Kimmel. I don't like when he like scares the little kids though. I kinda, that's
funny.
I'm like,
that's
come
funny.
On, dog. No.
You ever watch when parents tell the little kids they ate the candy and
that's
the kids get really
that's
mad?
Funny because
that's
they go
really funny.
Because they go, no, we're just kidding. But like the Snapchat one, you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen that.
You remember when the Snapchat thing first came out with the filters on the face and like,
yeah,
and the one of the first ones is like a scary face.
Mm-hmm.
They did that with like kids and it like scared the pants off. And they,
yeah,
and good and when you're a little words. Kid, that like sticks with you.
That's a good save.
Like what? So many stuff stuck with me when
so
I was
so many stuff.
Yeah, so much, so much.
There's so many stuffs wrong with that, man.
So much stuff, so many stuff stuck with me that was scary to me as a child. And, like, that would have been one of them. If Snapchat were a thing when I was a wee lad.
A wee lad.
A wee lad. If Snapchat were a thing when I was a wee lad.
When you were a wee lad.
Yeah. It'd be, I mean, that would definitely scare, that would haunt me. That's not
I
cool.
Like when they do the Father's Day thing where it's like make dad breakfast in the shower or whatever and they just throw it at him while he's showering.
That's funny. That'd be funny. Just like throw eggs at him. That'd be funny.
Someone just threw one of the kids, like I guess like an older daughter, like just threw a whole plate and everything at him while he was in the shower.
I like the pedestrian question.
Yeah, I do
when
too.
They make up the questions that are not real.
Oh, I like that. I like that Jimmy Fallon thing when they go out on the street and they ask people, like, there was this one guy, it was, like, right before the election took place, like, before November 8th, and the guy, one of the writers went out on the street and asked people, like, who do you think is going to win the presidency, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? Except he didn't say Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, he said, like, Ronald Bump and Glittery Mittens, and they'd be like, oh, I think like they wouldn't even acknowledge it, like the people would like it would go right over their heads, and sometimes it was like so obvious like that he was just like flubbing the
there's a lot
names.
Of uneducated people.
It was true. Insane,
especially in LA. There's some shady people there.
Well, it was New York.
Oh yeah, that's
I love New York.
New York,
not LA.
I thought that was Kimmel that did that.
No, that was Fallon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Got to give him more credit, man.
Yeah.
I give Fallon some credit. Fallon's talented.
He's talented. He's very talented.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that's
Neil
great.
Young.
Yeah. That's great. Bob Dylan. His Bob Dylan impression is pretty underrated.
When he sings
Charles in Charge as Bob Dylan.
Is which one did he do Hotline Bling as? Was that Bob Dylan or Neil Young?
I don't remember.
He sang Hotline Bling like one of them.
I remember he sang
Fancy by Iggy Azalea as Neil Young, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash came on and provided background, which was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He did Reading Rainbow.
Yeah,
I remember
Jim
that.
Morrison,
yeah.
And it was like spot on.
Rainbow
it was incredible.
It was that was pretty good, yeah. what else do we got on
that? We got genital piercings. Your thoughts?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
nope. not at all.
Next stop.
Yeah, let's carry on.
Hurricane Harvey.
Okay.
Talking about Joel Osteen?
No,
okay, not yet. We
got
to build up. Oh, man, my eye is twitching like a...
Did you do any meth?
A lot.
Oh, that's good.
Not as much as I usually do. I usually do... I don't know. I was going to, like, say...
I'm not sure what a lot is. Three what
bowls.
A little bit.
3 bowls a day.
Yeah,
three bowls of meth a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how that works.
Yeah,
that's what doctors don't want to tell you.
It's they true. Don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know the meth.
No,
the
man. They don't want you to know, man.
So Hurricane Harvey just tore Texas apart.
But it brought a lot.
It brought
of Americans together.
It brought a lot of Americans together.
Yeah. Might be a blessing in disguise.
But what is the state of America? We just got hit by a hurricane in Texas. There's
Irma coming. There's wildfires.
There's earthquakes in Mexico.
I think it's safe to say us in Pennsylvania are solid for a little while.
Us and yeah, Pennsylvania.
I think we're pretty good. I think we got a while before global warming catches up to us. But
global warming.
Yeah.
That's not real.
It's fake news.
Evidence suggests that it definitely is real.
Oh, that's fake news because the president said so. So maybe read up on the information.
Yeah, I don't think.
Maybe get your facts straight.
Yeah, you're right, guys. Really? I don't think these hurricanes are even happening. I think it's just all
a
hoax by
it's
the Chinese.
Scam.
It's because they elected a lesbian mayor. That's why.
Yeah. Like when Trump looked right at the eclipse.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
CNN told him not to.
Yeah,
I like that, man. I respect him. Going against the grain.
Fake news, man. Big market.
What else we got? We got guilty pleasure songs / movies.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
I'll attest to that.
I don't know if I can attest to that.
I can.
If you don't like that song, you're not an American.
I disagree.
It's an American classic.
How about Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield?
Yeah. I like that.
Is that a guilty pleasure song, though?
Yeah,
I feel like everyone likes
because I feel guilty about liking that song.
I
don't listen to music everyone listens to, though. That's my point.
Yeah, I feel you.
And that song has the worst lyrics, they're just terrible. They're awful lyrics, but they're just really relatable, so I can get down with it.
Mine's A Whole New World by Aladdin. Oh, I love that song.
I also. Africa by Toto was my guilty pleasure song for a while, but a lot of people are starting to really like it again.
Yeah,
I love that.
So, What about Dancing Queen by Adam?
I like Dancing Queen. I love that song.
I don't know if I like it. I was just like,
I love
if you guys
singing that
it.
Song. I can get jiggy with that. Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, Doctor! I did some research on Doctor.
I know I was in the room.
Doctor, I can't remember her actual name. Dang it! Now it really doesn't sound like I did any research on her.
A lot of Taylor Swift songs. Just throwing that out there.
Boo! All right.
What about movies?
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about movies.
Are we there yet? By Ice Cube.
No.
The greatest musician / rapper turned actor of all time.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Cody Banks. Agent Cody Banks.
Frankie Muniz. No, I think the greatest musician turned actor is Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. I agree with that.
Probably. I mean, I don't think of him as a musician.
Yeah,
I don't either.
I don't think of him as Marky Mark.
I forgot.
Even though I call him Marky Mark.
Yeah. I think I've forgotten that he was in Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch. I knew him as an actor before I knew him as a musician.
That's just an odd name.
He doesn't even rap that much. No one understands. No one knows. I bet you no one can attest like what he's saying.
I can't name a song.
Good Vibration. That's it. That's the only thing I think everybody knows.
Yeah, I can't.
Not what he raps about. Back to Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah. So you guys were too chicken to watch this.
I wasn't too chicken. I was just tired of watching it.
I wanted to. I really was trying to
you
like.
You were the one who was more grossed out than us, but you kept watching it.
Because I wanted to like understand why.
You wanted to understand.
Okay, so this Dr. Pimple Popper
not
person.
You?
This Dr. Pimple Popper.
I like to think they did, but I'm not sure.
Listen. This woman, she pops like styes and giant pimples and. There are technical terms for these, but I can't remember what they are.
I think it's better if you just say.
Yeah,
you know,
just
are saying.
Big ugly pimples. That's her job, and she gets paid a lot.
The worst.
Yeah. And she makes YouTube videos of her doing these procedures, and they get like millions of views.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably making even more money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's insane. Like, it's insane how much, like, just revenue she's probably breaking in from this. I mean, what's really insane is that people are like, oh, sweet, Dr. Pimple Popper came out with a new video. I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to see what it is. Like, that's what I was trying to understand. Like,
I think it makes me feel good that I don't have one of those.
Okay.
I think it promotes better body image for other people.
Yeah. Like, I was trying, like, desperately, I was watching these videos,
like the
trying
guy
to figure
you watched
that out.
Who had basically chocolate yogurt coming out of whatever she was popping.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Suddenly felt 10 times hotter. I looked in the mirror when I was getting into the shower. I said, you were one sexy beast after watching that video.
I was like, I mean, I was grossed out by every one of these videos. Each pimple, very different.
Disgusting.
They were awful. Like, I was just trying, every video, I was trying to figure out, like, why do these get so many views? Is it just because people want to be like, yo, look how gross this is? And, like, millions of people wanted to say, yo, look how gross this is?
That's got
to
be it.
Or, I mean, like, I can understand, like, I see those videos that are like, what, this is the most satisfying video in the world or whatever, and it's like people peeling something or like,
yeah.
Or like, I don't know, but I can see how, like, maybe you would find that satisfying. Or when you pop your own pimple, that's like, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like that. That was the theory that I came up with. People are just like, oh, awesome. Like, I wish I could have that liberating feeling of getting a giant black pus-filled bubble.
My girlfriend does that.
Popped
she pops
off of
my own
pimple. Back.
She sees them and she just pops them. And sometimes it's inconvenient because sometimes we're in public and I just wanted to get the hell off me.
Yeah, like.
Like, can you wait like 10 minutes?
That's gross, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She did in front of my mom.
Big juicy.
We're in the car going whitewater rafting and she's like, my mom's like, what are you doing to him? She's like, I'm popping his pimples. She's like, I never did that with Eric. Eric's my dad.
That's something.
That's quite the story there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, man. I don't know what I would rather have.
I don't
have.
Know how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, like, that.
I mean,
gross.
It's kind of like, I like it because they're
weird.
Gone.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the videos, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
That, like, they get, like, 15 million views, which is insane. Like, that's.
There's a big market.
Do you ever think there's, like, a small percentage of those 15 million that, like, they get really turned on when they see those videos.
I don't want to think that.
I'd like to think
I'd
not.
Like to think
thought
there is.
I would love to think not.
Thought did
I'd love to think
not cross my mind when I was.
When when that substance is getting squirted out of the pimple, I don't like to
they
think
associate
like
with
I wasn't
else.
I was kind of like I was kind of amazed by it
you,
when I was watching the
you shouldn't talk anymore.
I was kind of amazed by when I was watching the video.
Jonah's having a heart attack of laughter over on the side here.
Sorry, Nick made me laugh with his facial expression.
What's next?
Next is, what was it, Pimple Popper? Oh, well, what makes you mad?
Joel Osteen.
Hurricane Harvey.
And him having an arc in the form of his church and not letting anyone
exactly.
in. Exactly. He had a chance to be like his hero Noah from Noah's Ark, in case you were concerned or worrying about who it was, and he chose not to.
Not just any random Noah.
He didn't save the people. Not some random Noah. The Noah with the big boat.
I mean, like, come on. Like, why? I don't see why he wouldn't have opened his doors. Like, he had to have thought, like, maybe people are going to be mad at me for not letting people in this basketball stadium.
No, I think he's like one
shelter.
Of those sociopaths,
like,
who's like, you know what? I'm doing a good thing. Screw these people.
Maybe suffer. How much – someone find out how much money he makes.
He's like worth $30 million.
Let's look it up. Let's look it up for sure.
He has looked it up.
I looked it up last time we tried to do this. He's worth $30 million, I think.
I want to look up how much money he makes in the tithe.
In the what?
The tithe. The money that, yeah, that, yeah, people...
I didn't hear what you said. Oh. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure what you said.
While he's doing that, what do you got on your mind, Nick?
Well, mostly people that wear Patagonia.
I have one shirt, and I'm not even wearing it right now.
Not you. People like Sam that wear it.
He has one hat.
You know, something about it.
Well, it's...
Just rubs me the wrong way.
Why?
Just ride this girl. I don't know.
Quality. Quality winter gear. Ah, man, that monster. Makes me mad. Why would you
wear quality hiking gear, monster?
You know, like casually, why would you do that? Why would you casually wear it around?
It's a hat.
You know, I don't know.
You could wear hats for any logo.
Anything.
You could wear a hat that says, I hate hats, and that's still okay, fashionable.
That's valid.
Yeah.
There's a hat for everything.
Thanks. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
I got it. Screw this kid.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Morty. You should wear a hat more often because your ginger hair reflects into the light. Morty.
I can feel my soul being ripped away.
I wish I had one of those.
You daywalker.
It's enough out of you.
At least I don't have to wear an umbrella outside because when the sun comes out.
I actually don't do that.
Have you ever gotten so sunburned that your face was the same color as your hair?
No, that has not happened yet.
I like to think all right. We've unleashed on Nick enough today. Maybe not. I don't know. I can't tell. Let me figure this out.
You still haven't found that article yet.
Tithe. Well, I don't really know what to look up. I don't know what is this church called?
I don't know.
So like I new the big church, new beginnings or something. I don't know. Some. I
feel hey, like that was my preschool.
Wow.
What was the name of my preschool? Bright Beginnings.
Look what a how coincidence.
Austin Tithe.
Join us next week when we call Nick Cannon. You think it's a joke, but it's not. We have his number. We're calling Nick Cannon.
You better believe it.
Okay.
Wowden.
Tithe revenue. Okay, how about this?
All right.
I still can't find it. I think it matters that much. It does matter. You know like I think
$30 million.
No, but the
it's next to those people.
The money
that he didn't let in.
The money that was given to him by, like I think I heard somewhere that it was like $6 million. That was the last time I checked. It was somewhere in the $6 million range of like just in the tithe, just what people give to the church, which is insane. Like on the plus side of this whole thing, it kind of shed some light, shed some well deserved light on the mega church thing and like why people need to be more mindful of the
TV priests,
way too rich pastors.
Yeah.
You know, like
they rub me the wrong way. That's something totally that's valid.
Yeah, totally.
Rub the wrong way for.
Not totally.
Patagonia.
Yeah, if you want to... Exactly, that's valid. Yeah. If you want to help Hurricane Harvey victims and the impending hurricanes...
Buy local Patagonia hats.
Exactly. Just kidding. Don't donate to...
No comment.
Don't, like, buy a prayer.
Donate to the Red Cross.
And yeah, like, donate to the American Red Cross or...
Donate to your local church. Or
find an even better charity than... The Red Cross. Like, go out and
there
do that.
There aren't many there, but I see what
there
saying.
Are some. There's some that they get less money. And I mean, the money passes through less hands, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Put a bunch of money in a box and send it to a random address in Houston. Yeah, do that.
That'll go well. Great idea.
But seriously, I mean, it's a problem.
All right, what else makes us mad? Smoking in front of children.
Yeah, that makes
me
mad.
The worst. The worst.
Yeah. That makes me mad.
I don't like it.
The worst. Biggest pet peeve.
Totally.
No, mine's George Lopez.
Okay.
I hate George Lopez so much. I don't like... Much.
Yeah, I mean...
I hate him.
I don't hate him. I think the comedian that I hate probably the most is Jeff Dunham.
I didn't mind him when I was younger, but again, I was younger.
Yeah, like
he charges a lot because he came to Erie.
He came to Hershey,
and he charges a lot of money for being like not that relevant anymore.
I think he's going through a divorce. That's why.
With one of the puppets, or
no, like his wife left him. I think.
I just don't like.
Probably plays with his puppets too much instead of her.
His jokes are just cheap. I don't like it. He probably does play with Walter in the
probably incorporated the
Pepper
the puppets
the racist while playing okay. her. The racist like jalapeno on a stick.
That was funny. That was
I, racist. That was a good one.
No, the racist one wasn't jalapeno. It was the old guy. The old guy was racist.
No, but the jalapeno was a he oh, was yeah, like a Mexican voice. He was yeah, like a stereotypical, yeah. and he had like a
yeah, I know
like a weird was, Mexican outfit on.
It was, and he had a sombrero.
Yeah, like. Come on, that's...
What if he was an authentic jalapeno from Mexico?
Voiced by a white guy.
Voiced by a white guy. Yeah, it was racist, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, I think George Lopez is funnier than Jeff Dunham.
No, I will take Jeff Dunham over George Lopez.
Then Jeff Dunham. Nick, come on.
No.
Jeff Dunham is a lot funnier than
Jeff
Lopez.
Yeah, I think Jeff Dunham... Jeff Dunham makes me laugh. George Lopez makes me want to kill him. I hate him so much. I hope he hears this.
Is that a death threat?
No. I just hate him.
Well, off of comedians, I don't like when people associate video game violence with like
real violence.
Yeah, with like inciting real behavioral issues amongst.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I agree.
Men. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, I think it's the same with music.
We were it's same with every type of art.
It's like when Marilyn Manson was trying to get charged or whatever for the Columbine shooting because they listened to Marilyn Manson's music.
Yeah. Like that has nothing to do with it. Like that like the Columbine shooters cannot be explained psychologically.
No.
To my knowledge.
Were they bullied or weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were like one of them had a girlfriend. They were like everybody knew them. They were pretty popular kids. They were fine.
So they were just the kids that joked about shooting up a school and they carried it out.
They probably didn't even I don't know. They were just like two kids
dudes being dudes and then they
shot up a school. Yeah. Everybody listened to Marilyn Manson.
And they casually, yeah.
It's not like only people that listen to Marilyn Manson shoot up schools.
I bet you there's a guy who listens to Katy Perry and he probably shot up a school.
The guy, the Sandy Hook shooter, was obsessed with Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Maybe someone listened to Katy Perry's Roar and just got empowered.
Not really empowered by school. This is a weird topic. Yeah. This is weird.
No boundaries.
I mean... Yeah, by that same token, like, you don't get that song stuck in my head. Like, who killed John Lennon? Or David Chapman?
That weird guy, dude that, like, had to sign his autograph and then just shot him later?
Yeah, Mark David Chapman killed him because he thought he was a phony because he was inspired by
Catcher in the Rye.
And he was like, you know who else is a phony? John Lennon. I'm going to shoot him. So, yeah. I don't think it... If you're violent and people around you associate your violence due to the video games you play, then...
I think if you're
that
violent...
That has nothing to do with it.
You can't make an excuse... Like, then there's people who have a reason. Like, they give an excuse to why they did the violent things they did, like the Catcher in the Rye guy. I think he was already violent before, and he just used that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Reading Catcher in the Rye to kill Jim.
I don't know. I think, well, he obviously had, there was obviously something wrong with the guy.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I think that book kind of, like, he looked at that book in like a very radical way, and gave him, it inspired him to, not that this is J.D. Salinger's fault that John Lennon's dead.
No, he probably feels terrible that it happened, but then again, his book probably skyrocketed through the roof because.
I mean, that book inspired a lot of people to do a lot of terrible things to other people. Not just John Lennon was just the most famous case.
How do you think that makes him feel?
Well, he's dead, so it doesn't matter anymore. How do you think it made him feel? I don't know if he cared that much. he kind of kept to himself, that guy. But
maybe he was like, ah, rats. But I don't think he
was. Ah, rats.
Like a middle schooler having a tough day at school.
In a way, would you guys feel accomplished?
No. That's awful.
I mean, if someone killed someone over my work that inspired them, I'm like, I'm not gonna be happy, but I'll be like, you know, I'm flattered.
If I were a sociopath author,
that might have been the wrong word.
I'm not happy.
I'm flattered.
About it. Oh my god, you're so sweet. Please don't do that.
It's
like a girl friend zoning a guy. You're so sweet.
It certainly is a mind game.
Nick has experience on it.
don't even. That's for another day.
You guys hear the joke I made?
Yeah, mine.
We've already hit like 45 minutes.
Did you hear it, Nick?
It's exactly 45 minutes. I think we're good. Calm down.
I'm not. I'm just stating. I don't think we have time.
No one cares.
Did you hear my joke, Nick?
I didn't hear your joke, no.
I said it certainly is a mind game. Do you get it?
I do.
John Lennon's song, Mind Game. Okay.
I did.
Next on the list.
There is Man Ponytails and SoundCloud Rappers.
Both are awful.
Both are awful.
Man Ponytails should not be a thing.
I like man buns.
I'm okay with the man bun, but the man ponytail's too extreme.
You know who I can see rocking a man pony?
Who?
Jonah?
No.
No, I would never do that.
I can't see Jonah doing it. That's even beneath him.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say my main man, Pastor Joel Osteen.
Oh, I can see him having like, you know, like the, I can't think of him like, what's his name? Paul Revere thing where it's like long in the front, pulling out like the thing and he has like the ponytail and it's like swooshy in the front of his face.
Like, what's that? Shoot, why can't I not think of the actor's name? The action movie star.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Steven Seagal.
He's awful. You know, he teaches police training videos or like how to use hand-to-hand combat for police.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I think it's so funny.
That's great.
Oh, we're going to learn hand-to-hand combat? That's great. From who? Steven Seagal.
Oh, his name's are we Seagal.
Are we shooting a movie? No, then I'm leaving.
That man, what was his last movie?
I don't know. No, he's in a show that's on. It's on some network that not a lot of people know. They're like, I don't know what it's about. I think it details his life as a cop. Like, he's an actual, like, sheriff or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm Officer Seagal.
I'm Officer Seagal, and I'm here to take you down. I would love to see that.
Yeah, look that up. I want to see a picture of this.
Steven Seagal? All right. I'll get on that in a sec. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
SoundCloud rappers is an awful thing.
I don't think so. I mean, in some cases, yes.
In some cases, there's like, some people that do it right, and there's other people that just throw things up there.
Like every white boy from every small town.
Yeah. There are a lot of rappers on SoundCloud and artists in general that think like, you know what, the music industry is kind of messed up. I'm just going to put my music out there for free.
Yeah.
And if people want to come see me live, then they can pay to do that.
Yeah.
And that's how I'll make my money. But then there are those other people that are like, oh, look at me, I'm a rapper and I have an album out. It's on SoundCloud. Oh, yeah. And they're, yeah, no, they're just bad.
Use Bandcamp instead. Bandcamp's the place to be.
Yeah, he filmed 3 seasons of his reality show, Steven Seagal Lawman, which depicted Steven Seagal performing his duties as a reserve deputy sheriff in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Yeah.
Let me see this.
Is there a picture? It's on his Wikipedia. He doesn't look good. He never looked good. What a nice man.
He looked all right. He doesn't look good now. Does not look good now.
No, he does not.
Looks like the devil.
He looks like Satan.
He's kind of, yeah, he's looking a little rough now. I want to see.
He's 6'4". What a guy.
Steven Seagal, sheriff.
Tall man.
The first two suggestions that came up were when I typed an S in after Steven Seagal, it was Steven Seagal's sister and Steven Seagal's sheriff. So I really want to see what his sister looks like. now.
I hope she looks exactly like him.
I hope she does too.
What the?
This is insane. I did not know he was an actual certified police officer.
Yeah, he is.
He's a BA.
That's crazy. Is he still, or was it like just for the?
I'm assuming. No, I think he's still an actual sheriff.
That'd be just crazy. Okay, sister.
Boom. She hot?
Well, she.
There's no way that's real. There's no pictures. That or she's very incognito.
I don't know what the deal is here. I'm not finding a lot.
Yeah, I think
there's
that's
a picture of
Vlad Putin.
Yeah, there's a picture of Vladimir Putin.
Oh yeah, he's also like with the Russians arm dealer or something.
What?
This man has lived. Yeah, he's lived. I gotta give it to the guy. He's not a good actor. Made terrible movies.
Oh my
gosh.
What?
He also released 2 studio albums. He's a guitarist.
Oh my god.
Name a better guitar player than Steven Seagal.
I don't think you are, Nick.
I said name a better.
I don't think you are.
Oh, thanks. Man,
what about? Well, I mean, a lot of people come out with albums, though.
Yeah,
like,
he has released
Adam Sandler two
studio albums. Songs.
Well, Adam Sandler's albums are like
funny.
They're funny though.
Medium,
they're comedy albums.
Medium Pace, recommend highly. That's a funny song.
Wait, Basic Thugonomics, that song by John Cena.
That's a great song. That's a funny song. It's not meant to be, but it is.
Basic Thugonomics.
His current song is the best. The John Cena prank call.
I never saw that.
That is hilarious.
In the background of his other song, that's some good stuff.
Oh, he even made an energy drink called Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt.
He's lived a full life. He has nothing to regret when he dies.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's the devil.
Except for a failed acting career. That's the only thing I would regret. I mean, he's a real Renaissance man, though. So you gotta hand it to him. You gotta hand it to Steven Seagal.
How many times has he been married?
Enough.
2. He was married to Kelly LeBrock. Oh no, he's married 4. I'm sorry.
That's double. That's double. What
I was gonna say 2. Time. That's
yeah. He was married to Mayiko Fujiani. From 1974 to 87, and then 1970.
What do we got next on the list?
I think we're just about done.
We're just about done. Great.
I think we're done.
Well,
this was good.
Certainly, it's. I think this
has been one of the better ones.
This was entertaining. There's a lot of dead air because we tried to look things up and the internet wasn't cooperating. But
that's all right. That's all right.
So we apologize for
stuff,
that.
Stuff like that happens, but
it's not our fault.
No, it's
you know
fake
what?
News.
I mean, whatever. Fake news. Right. On that note,
Nick, do you want to sign off?
Well, I'm honored.
No,
too bad.
This has been No Boundaries.
Go to hell, Pastor Joel Osteen.
Osteen, but
whatever.
Close enough.
I don't
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Go to hell.
Join us next week when we call Nick Cannon.
Nick, shut up.
You can't sign off, Nick. That's not your job.
This is our show.
I'm just living in it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.